By the time they saw the TIE fighters, it was too late. Princess Leia Organa didn't even know the name of the system they were flying through. It was little more than a small, dim sun, a pale purple gas giant, and a vast field of rocks and dust that gravity hadn't quite managed to squeeze into a planet. Sensor operators aboard Leia's Nebulon B frigate, the Remembrance, had spotted the Imperial fighters winging through the tumbling rocks, which meant the TIEs had also spotted the Rebels. They wheeled out of the asteroids and bore down on the small Rebel convoy. The Remembrance, two GR-75 transports, and a quartet of blockade runners. As klaxons began to hoot aboard the Remembrance, Leia crossed the bridge to stand beside Captain Volk Imerik. The green-skinned Ishi Tibbs stared up at a holographic representation of the system, the locations of the Rebel and Imperial ships marked by arrows and crosses. Imerik held his arms calmly behind his back, but his eye stalks were quivering faintly. Leia forced herself to say nothing. She was one of the principal leaders of the rebellion, but Imerik commanded the ship. It made for an awkward relationship. Leia didn't want Imerik's crew to think she was telling their captain what to do, and she knew the Ishi Tib officer felt the same way about having an important rebel leader aboard his ship. They were always saying too much to each other, or too little.
"Send our starfighter pickets to intercept, and step up your scans,"
Imerik ordered. "Those are short-range fighters," Leia said, "and there are no known bases in this system. That's why we took this course through hyperspace." Imerik's left eye stalk swiveled in her direction, and he opened his beak in what she'd learned was his species' version of a frown.
"Exactly,"
he said,
"which means there's a carrier out there. Patch the audio from the fighters into..."
"Captain!" yelled a sensor officer. "Three ships coming out of hyperspace in Sector 3F!
"Pull the fighters back to defend the convoy,"
Imerik said. The bridge was a flurry of activity. Sensors painted the new arrivals as a trio of Arquitans-class light cruisers, an identification quickly confirmed by a bridge officer. Leia could picture them hurtling through space, elongated triangles with forked snouts attached to three cylindrical engines. Someone fed the transmissions sent by the six X-Wing pilots on patrol into the bridge comm system, filling the space around them with chatter. Imerik's eye stalks pivoted independently to look at the holographic display and focus on members of the bridge crew calling out new information.
"The cruisers are scrambling fighters,"
a crew member warned.
"Fire at will,"
Imerik said.
"Order all craft to calculate the jump into hyperspace. We'll regroup at the rendezvous point determined by scatter protocol Besh."
The Remembrance's turbo lasers began to fire, and the deck beneath their feet shook slightly with each blast of energy sent out into space. At Imerik's side, Leia clenched her hands into fists. She was useless there. She felt like she was standing alongside her adoptive parents, Bail and Bria, waiting through one of Alderaan's endless royal ceremonies and knowing that she could let no emotion show on her face because it would be seen and talked about. She'd once complained to one of her aunts that being a princess had to be about more than silently doing one's duty, only to have her aunt reply with a sad smile that she'd just described most of a princess's job. "Are there any other rebel units within hailing range?" Leia asked, hating the idea of being chased off by three of the Empire's smaller warships.
"Negative,"
Imerik said.
"With the Empire looking for us everywhere, the fleet is completely scattered, broken into small convoys like ours. It's safer that way."
"Except when we need help and there's none to be had," Leia thought. She saw flashes of light through the broad viewports of the Remembrance's bridge and felt the frigate shudder as laser fire splashed across its shields. They heard an X-Wing pilot howl, his voice rising and then vanishing in static. One of the crosses on Imerik's holographic display blinked and vanished. Another rebel had lost his life,
meaning another grim message sent to fall like a lightning strike on the heart of a parent or sweetheart. How many was that now? She shied away from even attempting such a terrible calculation. Three of the blockade runners jumped into the safety of hyperspace. The X-Wings were streaking for safety as well. Leia could hear their pilots urging their astromech droids to make the navigational calculations more quickly.
Captain, I have a priority signal from the Ranulfo,
a young lieutenant called, identifying one of the blockade runners.
They've lost their starboard shields.
How long till they can make the jump into hyperspace?
Imeric asked. The lieutenant spoke urgently into his headset, then shook his head.
At least 3 minutes.
Captain, our course is locked in and we're ready to jump,
the helmsman called. We're leaving them? Leia asked. Heads turned on the bridge, and Imeric's beak opened.
Turn to O-38 to cover them,
he said, not looking at Leia. The Remembrance banked to starboard, turbo lasers spitting fire in an effort to keep the swarming TIEs away from the vulnerable blockade runner. Leia stared grimly at the display hanging in the air in front of her. Three crosses, and far too many arrowheads. Then the Remembrance lurched, and a shudder rolled through it, followed by a groan and the wail of alarms.
Damage report,
Imeric barked.
Hull breach just forward of the connecting spar, and secondary shields are down to 15%.
The Ishitib's shoulders slumped.
Make the jump to hyperspace on my command.
Captain, Leia began, but Imeric turned to her, his voice quiet so only she could hear.
I won't let the men and women aboard the Ranulfo die in vain, Princess. They have the same mission as every being in this convoy, and that's to keep you safe.
Leia looked away, forcing herself to unclench her fists, to breathe. Her face was impassive when she looked back at Imeric and nodded. She barely registered the sound of the command he barked at the navigator, or the sight of the stars elongating into streaks as the Remembrance vanished into hyperspace, leaving the doomed blockade runner behind.